turn with me to the same book that Sister Stephanie Henderson read from. That is the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. I want to fulfill the reading of the one verse she read and put it into context. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If you are able, again, please to stand at the reading of God's holy word. I will be reading from the New King James Version, and I will be reading verses 1 to 3. To everything there is a season.
Yes. Yes.
A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. You may be seated at the reading of God's holy word. I want to share with you for these brief moments from the subject, A Change Is Coming. Just now, gracious and eternal God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for who you are and what you continue to do in the midst of our lives.
Yes.
God, I thank you for this moment, Lord, behind this sacred desk, Lord, to lift up your holy word.
Yes.
God, I pray now, Lord, that as the words fall from my mouth, God, might they fall on the ground that is,
yes,
God, in the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. God, may that word sprout up, God, in their hearts, God, at the appropriate time to be the beautiful flower that you so desire. God, we give your name the praise.
Yes.
We recognize that you are God all alone by yourself.
Yes.
And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
A change is coming. Jerry was a decent guy. He was always in a good mood and always had something positive to say. When someone would ask him how he was doing, he would reply, if I were any better, I'd be twins. He was a unique manager in who he was and how he handled his business, because he had several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant. Jerry was in the business of restaurants. The reason the waiters followed Jerry was because of his attitude. He was a natural motivator. If any employee was having a bad day, Jerry would be there, was telling their employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. Seeing this style really made me curious. So one day I went up to Jerry and I asked him, I don't get it. How can you be positive all of the time? How do you do it? Jerry replied, each morning I wake up, I say to myself, Jerry, you have two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood or you can choose to be in a bad mood. I choose to be in a good mood. Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be the victim or I can choose to learn from that particular situation. I choose to learn from it. Every time someone comes to me complaining, I can choose to accept their complaining, or I can point out the positive side of life. I choose to point out the positive side of life. Yeah, right. It isn't that easy, I protested. Yes, it is, Jerry said. Life is all about choices. But when you cut away all the junk, every situation has a choice. You can choose how to react to life situations. You choose how people will affect your mood. You choose to be in a good mood or a bad mood. The bottom line is, it's your choice on how you choose to live your life. I reflected on what Jerry said, and soon after, I left the restaurant industry to start my own business, and we lost touch, but I often thought about him and the choices that he made about life instead of reacting to everything. Several years later, I heard that Jerry did something you are never supposed to do in the restaurant business, and that is, he left the back door open one morning and was held up at gunpoint by three robbers. While trying to open the safe, his hand was shaking from nervousness. It slipped off the combination. The robbers panicked and shot him. By God's grace, Jerry was found relatively quickly and rushed to the local trauma center. After 18 hours of surgery and weeks of intensive care, Jerry was released from the hospital with fragments of bullets still in his body. I saw Jerry about 6 months after the accident. When I asked him how he was, he replied, "If I were any better, I'd be twins. You want to see my scars?" I declined to see his wounds, but did ask him what had gone through his mind as the robbery was taking place. The first thing that went through my mind was that I should have locked the back door, Jerry. Then as I lay on the floor, I remembered that I had two choices. I could choose to live, or I could choose to die. I chose to live. Weren't you scared? Did you lose consciousness, I asked? Jerry continued, the paramedics were great. They kept telling me that I was going to be fine, but when they wheeled me into the emergency room and I saw the expressions on the faces of doctors and nurses, I got real scared then. In their eyes, I read, "He's a dead man." I knew I needed to take action. "What did you do?" I asked. Well, there was a big, burly nurse shouting questions at me. Said, "Jerry," she asked, "if I was allergic to anything?" "Yes," I replied. The doctors and nurses stopped working as they waited for my reply. I took a deep breath and yelled, "Bullets!" Opportunity to grow and become what God desires for us to be in our lives. It is important for us to understand whose we are and where it is that we are going in life. If we go through life full of negativity and doubt about our circumstances, surely it will be difficult to live in a positive way. Especially for us who claim to know the living God. But we continually walk in doubt, hovering over our heads. This attitude of being and living for God and knowing who God is and saying that God is the Almighty God and through Him we can do all things. And when we understand that, but yet you walk in negativity, that's not a good look on you. That's not a good look. Christian folks, that's not a good look. It does not look good on us, nor does it produce the fruit of the Spirit. God does not desire for you to be stagnant in your life. He requires movement forward. Yes, I know that difficult times will come our way, but as the psalmist boldly tells us in the book of Psalms, he says that weeping may endure one night, but joy comes in the morning. Don't you know that each and every day that you right here and right now, in this season of Lent, the 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, there is a change that is coming.
Yeah.
And it is such a dramatic change and shift from anything that we could ever imagine. It is like what Muhammad Ali said after his fight when he broke Sonny Liston's neck. He said, "I shook up the world. I shook up the world." That's what Jesus did and continues to do. When Jesus comes into your life, he says, "I'm going to shake up your world. I'm going to shake things up, and I'm going to show you something that you never thought you could be. I'm going to shake up the world." He gives. That's what Jesus does. He gives you a new perspective and a new way of living in a positive outlook on life.
Amen.
He gives you a reason to live, even in your darkest hour. We are given the opportunity and the experience to experience the presence, the power, and the possibility of what God is able to do, not only in our lives, but in the lives of the community of believers that we desire. This is a time that we understand that in our humanness, we are incomplete without the Savior. In this third Sunday of Lent, what the writer in Ecclesiastes does is to help us to see that apart from God, life is vanity. Apart from God, you can't expect much. But when you connect yourself with the source, when you connect yourself with a God who loves you just enough to give you what you need, when you need it, how you need it, at the right time that you need it, that is a life full of purpose, of power, of possibility, of promise. Beneath ourselves, and we forget that we are the apple of God's eye. Yes, he brings change into the world, and this is a fact, and God is going to continue to do his thing in the world, whether we are pleased by it or not. Whether you want to connect with him or not, God is still going to move. He may find somebody else, or he may bring you to a point where you recognize that there is only one God.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
not me.
Yes.
And he can do great things in
yes.
my life.
Yes.
He brings change.
Yes.
But the one thing that we can do is change our attitude.
Yes.
And get into the position to receive
yes.
what God has
yes.
for us.
Yes.
And learn from what God is doing. That is what we are doing here at Mosby.
Yes.
We are positioning ourselves to listen, to love, to learn, and to lean while marching into where God wants us to go.
Yes. Yes.
That is what God is doing in our midst.
Yes.
The writer in this text moves us to remember three things: to reflect, to recline, and to rejoice. God wants us to reflect on that which we are experiencing and to hold on to his unchanging hand and not be tossed by the ups and downs in life. You have a choice. You can be positive or you can be negative. You see, when you reflect on those seasons that you are experiencing or have experienced in your life, they ought to cause you to think, ponder, and meditate on where you are going. Where is it and what is it in your life that you are moving towards? Are you moving towards the positive or are you moving towards the negative? No matter what kind of season you are in, there should always be a move forward and not backward. You can dwell on all of the things that happened to you in your life. Or you can say, "Okay, God, this is the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm going to give you the glory. some of the questions that you might want to ask yourself during the season of Lent is where am I now? Where have I been? How have I experienced the seasons in life? Have these seasons in your life been burdens for you? Has it been your desire to skip over some of these seasons because they were just too rough? Wanting to experience only the good or the easy? Come on now. You know I'm right about it. Whenever something bad happens in our life, we just want to skip over it. We don't want to deal with it again. We don't want to reflect on where we've been, how God, good God, has been to us. We want to just jump over it and just say, God, I don't want to deal with it. But sometimes God may have you in that place. God help me. You may need to be there.
Best friend lost it, but let me put my feet up.
And when I'm going through it, I'm going to take some blows that might leave me a little bruised up and banged up along the way. And because of this, I may need to lean back. I need to lean back on something. Some of you are waiting to get home so you can turn on the TV and rest in your recliner, your lazy boy recliner, and pull that lever.
Yes, sir. I got to do something that will blow your mind. I'm about to tell you that a change is coming.
understanding that I can recline and lean on my God for support through it all. There is nothing too hard for my God in my life. And when I look at the news right there, when I look at the good news right there, there is nothing too hard for my God. When it's all said and done,